This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any of this.
Sean Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but there go ahead. Keep asking it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All rise. It is Trivia Friday here on October 11th. And I'm just going to have to ask Brent Creeley, the producer. Brent, how many days before Christmas? How many shopping days do we have?
You have to give me 1 second.
All right. Let me introduce the other professors here. Jim Stanley. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for allowing me to be on.
Oh, man, we love having you on. J.J. Jasper, our other professor.
Great to be here.
All right. Brent's still scrambling over there. Do you have how many shopping days? I just personally want to know.
There's 74 days until Christmas, so I leave you with 73. See how that...
I don't know. There are some pharmacies that are open on Christmas Day, man. You know, never put off to the last minute.
That's right.
What you can do at the last minute.
What do you mean? We got Cheetos for Christmas?
That's right. Enjoy them.
All right. Tim Wildman is not here today, so I'm technically sitting in for Tim. Jim is technically sitting in for me.
And JJ's sitting in for JJ.
JJ is here and ready to go as usual. So, all right, folks, it is Trivia Friday. Most of you know exactly how this game is played, but we may have some listeners who have not heard before how we play. So, what we're going to do, we're professors here at Learning University, and we are each going to ask three questions for our listening audience, for our students, Jim.
That's right.
How many questions will that be total?
Nine.
Nine questions total. All right. You didn't even have to ask Ken Green that question.
I didn't.
One of the
That's right.
guys who helps Jim out, one of our engineers. So we're going to each ask three questions. We invite you to call in to this number, 888-589-8840, to answer and or ask a question of your own. We like for you to do both. 888-589-8840. Now, JJ, tell our listeners, we do have a special question. What is that all about?
We have a mystery question, and if you answer the mystery question correct, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you win yourself a Learning University t-shirt. Those of you that are watching on Facebook or other places where you can watch online, we're holding up the t-shirts, athletic gray, have the cartoon pictures of Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and yours truly, J.J. Jasper. This is really a nice shirt, and if you don't win one, you just want to purchase one, you're talking about Christmas, make a nice
there
little stocking stuffer, $15, a great deal, and it helps the Ministry of American Family Association.
And the $15 includes shipping and handling.
Right.
Yes, because we'll handle it and then ship it.
Right.
And so that's a good idea. Stocking stuffers, you can outfit the whole family. Now, folks, for today only, it's $15 a piece or two for $30.
Well, I was going to say, and if someone wanted to pay you $100 for one, we'd get you and Tim and JJ to sign it. That's fair?
Yes, that is true. If you want to pay $100 for a $15 t-shirt, now that would help the ministry.
That would.
We would knit them one for that for $100.
And I'll tell you what, if you want to buy one for $5,000, we'll probably come to your home and take
and
you
deliver,
out the lunch.
Bring it to you. Hey, speaking of which, in all seriousness, next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, our fall share-a-thon.
Good.
Yes, we do this two times a year. It's a reminder that we're indeed listener supported. We don't get federal tax money. We don't get government grants. We rely on God's goodness and your generosity. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, our fall share-a-thon. And
good.
We really do appreciate your love, your prayers, and your support of American Family Association and American Family Radio.
And we have a lot of fun during Share-a-thon, too.
Absolutely.
So we've got no corporate sponsorships, nothing like that. So
nope.
We rely on our listeners.
It's our listeners. And I want to tell you, we have some incredibly generous listeners. I'm always amazed that you do, because during that we'll have challenges.
Right.
You know, and our folks, the Lord has continued to bless through that. And the challenge might be $25,000, and then we'll take and sometimes double or triple that with the money that comes in to help meet the challenge. And And so, guys, it really is. I mean, that's a great time. We've got great volunteers, good
right.
staff that come in and man the phones during that time. And so it's an excellent opportunity for us. Man, we enjoy talking to the folks when we're manning the phones out there, and that's just fun. You know, and what's really funny is every now and then I'll answer a call and they'll say, "Are you Ed?" And I'm like, no. I wish I had Ed's voice.
And you can have it.
Can I? Okay.
All right. Hey, listen. JJ mentioned. So I just want to mention. He alluded to the fact that you can watch us online. And you can go to either Facebook or YouTube, and if you just search for Today's Issues, you can watch us do the show, a video. I'm not sure why you'd want to, but you are able to do that.
Do we want to share our questions?
We do.
Do we?
We want to share our questions. Thank you, Jim.
I'm here to help.
That would be very helpful. 888-589-8840, the number to call.
And if you'd like to be on the show. On the air. In the last 4 weeks, it is four?
It is. We are going to change that. We're going to say 4 weeks today. Tim and I and JJ were talking about that. We're probably going to expand that, but we haven't decided yet.
Gotcha.
So just a heads up for folks, we probably will expand the number of weeks before we ask you.
That makes sense, because so many people try and call in.
Right. We want to open it up. All right, good. Start us off, Jim. I'll go next, and then JJ.
What's the model, name, and number of the spacecraft's computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey? All right. Then what is the only American state with its official song taken from a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical?
Oh. And if you get it correct, we'll sing it.
Will
it? No, I'm just kidding.
We could. I bet all of us know it.
I doubt we could.
All right. What were the surnames of quality car manufacturing duo, Henry and Charles Stewart? What were the surnames of the quality car manufactured by the duo of Henry and Charles Stewart? And you know it. You just don't know you know it.
Okay. Here are my three questions. It's football season. We know that's been going on here for several weeks. In what Tennessee city was the SEC formed in 1933? In what Tennessee city was the Southeastern Conference formed in 1933? I narrowed it down so you can pick a Tennessee city and try to answer the question. Second question, I like true-false in honor of JJ. If you find a baby bird out of the nest, you should not touch it with your hands or the mother will smell human on the baby bird and abandon it. Is that true or false? Third question, in the 1951 sci-fi movie, The Thing from Another World, I can't help myself, what soon-to-be TV Western star played the monster? In the 1951 sci-fi movie, The Thing from Another World, what soon-to-be TV Western star played the monster?
Here's the deal. After they had that movie called The Thing, them executives at Volkswagen got together and said, you know what, it's Friday, and we just don't feel real creative. They got this movie come out that's called The Thing. Let's just name our next car The Thing, call it a done deal, everybody can go home at lunch, head to the golf course.
And that car was ugly enough to be in a monster
that's
movie.
That's true.
Hey, here's what I've got. First question, what New York Yankee baseball player was nicknamed Mr. October? What New York Yankee baseball player was nicknamed Mr. October? Second question, Bible question, which man of God confronted King David regarding his sin involving Bathsheba and Uriah? Which man of God confronted King David regarding his sin involving Bathsheba and Uriah? Third question, true or false? Albert Einstein failed his very first college entrance exam. Is that true or false?
Man.
Albert Einstein failed his very first college entrance exam.
And if that's true, we don't know yet. There are a whole lot of people that have only that in common with Albert Einstein. That's it. That's
or that would give us a lot of hope.
That's right.
Yeah, two ways to get hope from him. How you wear your hair if you're lazy and don't feel like doing anything with it.
Yeah.
And when you shave it down.
Yeah, there you go. Or then maybe try again if at first you fail.
All right, Jim, let's go to the phones.
All right, so we're going to talk to Aaliyah calling from Ohio. Aaliyah, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Aaliyah.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Could you speak up just a little?
Sure. I'm going to take you off speaker. My daughter actually wants to answer these questions. Her name is Marie.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you to her. Okay?
Okay. All right. So we're assuming you want to answer and maybe ask. Malie, I think is
Malie.
What you said. Malie. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The baby bird one.
Okay, here's the question. If you find a baby bird out of the nest, you should not touch it with your hands or the mother will smell human on the baby and abandon it. Is that true or false?
False.
Absolutely correct. It is
wow.
False. I grew up thinking that.
I grew up thinking it was in the Bible.
Yes. parent birds do not recognize their young by smell and will not abandon a baby if it has been touched by humans. And that's from the National Geographic website. I was completely shocked when I found that. Malie, how did you know that?
I looked it up.
Oh, you did?
Good
well,
girl.
We want research. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. What's your question for us?
In the 1700s, what did high society ladies use as their fake eyebrows?
What did high society ladies use as fake eyebrows?
Yes, in the 1700s.
Wow. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Malie.
I've heard this, and I can't remember what it is. It's pretty bizarre.
And I thought it was just modern women who just, you know, you see the false eyelashes and all that, so they've been... I guess this has just been something that ladies have been doing for a long, long time. You guys have any idea? False eyelash?
I'm going to say horsehair.
Horsehair?
Horsehair.
That's probably a good guess.
Let's go with that.
All right, we're going to go with horsehair, Malie.
That's wrong. It is mouse skin.
It's what?
Mouse skin.
Mouse skin. Wow.
I like horsehair better.
That's nasty.
Barely, but...
That ain't good. That ain't good right there.
That shows you they had a problem with mice, and somebody came up with an enterprising new business.
Now we know how the bubonic plague spread,
yes,
right?
That's right. All right, now we're pronouncing your name right. Malie, is that right?
No, Marie.
Marie.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Marie. All right, Marie, excellent job. Thank you for being on Trivia Friday with us, okay?
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
That was so nice. She didn't even correct us the whole time.
No, she
Marie.
Was very kind.
Oh, it was Malie.
I
can't get past the mouse eyebrows.
Mouse skin.
Can you imagine?
Go on
eyebrows.
Your first date and you just
Here,
say,
I'm gonna
what's
flutter
that
smell? I'm going to flutter my mice eyebrows at you.
All right, where do we go next?
Mike, Oklahoma, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Man, we're great, except for mouse skins.
Yeah, I'll pass on. I like to do both.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
I'll pass on Jim's number two. That's too easy. Let's do the Mr. October question.
Here's the question, Mike. What New York Yankee baseball player was nicknamed Mr. October?
I believe, from my memory banks, that was Reggie Jackson.
Oh, it's hey!
Get a second out of the chute.
Yes, the mystery question, second question.
Yeah, Mike, your memory bank served you correctly, and you know what that cowbell means?
Yeah, but I've already got a current edition shirt, so I'll tell you what, I'd like to pass it on to the next person that answers a question correctly.
How
wow.
nice.
Thank
How
you, Mike.
Generous.
We can do that.
Thank you for paying that forward, Mike.
Excellent. Thank you so much for doing that. We've had some folks do that. And you only wear one of these great T-shirts at a time, one at a time.
Right.
So, and I like what he said, a current edition.
Yeah, we're going to honor this. So remember, now the next person who gets a question correct, you have
we'll
to be
the
next caller, and you have to answer correctly, and you're going to win a T-shirt.
Right.
Hey, Mike, what's your question for us?
Okay, great. Yeah.
Hey, first of all, Mike, if we get your question right, are you going to send us a T-shirt of any kind?
Yeah, I tell you, I've got a actual first edition signed.
Wow, I remember you guys doing that.
Well, we signed a bunch of those that first time.
Yeah, you did.
Whoever volunteered, I think it was Tim, he said, hey, we'll sign it. And we had 300 requests or something. So we were in this room on a big table, had those stretched out. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for that. Thank you. Well, good. A signed edition. That's
go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Here's a Bible history question. Who was the first to publish a English translation Bible, the complete, both the Old and New Testament?
Now, we're talking among ourselves.
Yeah, so Wycliffe, Mike, don't say yes
Wycliffe
or no.
Wycliffe comes to mind.
John Wycliffe.
But now.
English?
Old and New Testament.
And you said
together.
Who was the first to print it?
Or yeah, who was the complete, the yeah.
You,
complete.
Oh.
The Old and New.
Okay.
Now, the Gutenberg Bible, of course, the first thing on the press, the very first thing that was printed was a Bible.
Right.
But he's not talking about the Gutenberg Bible, is he?
You're not
German, wasn't it?
Yeah. German?
Okay,
yeah, that was English translation.
Oh, English translation.
Yeah. Man, I guess
Wycliffe. They've been Bible translators, been at it for a while.
Some other name rattling around there, and I just can't recall it.
The folks that translated it for King James, is that too late?
No, it's too
1611?
Late. 1611. Yeah, it's too late. Okay. This is like in the 1200s or 1300s or something.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, I wasn't born then, but you go ahead
okay.
and take a shot.
Well, listen,
at
we're
it.
Gonna. Hey, Mike, we're gonna go with John Wycliffe.
Okay, now that he was earlier, Tyndale, well, after Tyndale, Tyndale was executed before he could complete the translation of the Old Testament into English. So Miles Coverdale took up the work and translated the rest of the Old Testament into English and published the complete English translation in 1535.
Wow. That's a good trivia.
Awesome. That is excellent.
And you know what? We're having fun on this show, but think at the ease which we can pick up our Bible
right. On
the nightstand, on the coffee table.
On our app.
Right. And then the ones that went before us, we're standing on their shoulders.
Right.
Who actually lost their lives.
Yes.
Translating the Bible and preserving it. So if you haven't read your Bible today, you can quickly and easily read 5 minutes from Scripture,
right.
And you'll get strength and courage and wisdom.
Yeah.
And look at the price that was paid for us to have the Word of God.
Right.
Thank you, Mike, for that. And thank you again for your generosity and paying it forward on that Learning University T-shirt.
All right, Benjamin calling from Texas. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Benjamin. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Benjamin, pick one you feel confident about. T-shirts on the line, buddy.
I want to answer the question about the official state song.
Okay. What's the only American state with its official song taken from a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical? Hammerstein musical. I bet you're going to get it.
We couldn't hear you. It was a little garbled, Benjamin.
Oklahoma.
That is it.
Hey!
Oklahoma.
All right. So Benjamin gets the T-shirt.
And did you get the previous caller gave us a hint. He said it was too easy for him. Because he was calling from Oklahoma.
Oh, that's good.
Was that Mike?
That's
Mike.
Okay.
Mike
said,
I'm going to pass on Jim's number two because it's too easy.
Okay, I remember that.
And then he went to... So, there we go.
Well Benjamin, make sure when we're done with you on the air, do not hang up, and we'll just put you on hold, okay? So we can get your, Cindy Roberts will get your information and, size and address, and we will send you a free Learning University T-shirt. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
Great. What's your question for us, Benjamin?
It's a true or false question. The 1953 Corvette came in white, red, and black. Is that true or false?
I have. Do you guys
guys
have any
false? I don't think it came in black. I think it came in white and red.
Yeah.
Or it might have just been in white with red interior.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm going to go with false.
It's 100% false.
Okay. We're going to go with false, Benjamin.
That's correct. The 1953 Corvette was available in one color, polo white.
Polo
with,
white.
With red interior.
With red interior.
And the Corvette plant, the Corvette assembly plant, is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. If anybody wants to go see it, you can go a little jaunt, go to the Mammoth Cave, one of the largest cave system in the world. You can go to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and go to the Corvette plant and some other things, you know, right in that area.
Wow,
very cool.
Great.
Hey, Benjamin, I'm going to put you on hold, and Cindy's going to take your information. You have a great weekend, and thanks for playing Trivia Friday.
All right, great. Mike got the T-shirt.
Mike won the T-shirt.
Won the T-shirt.
Paid it forward.
Benjamin won it.
There you go.
All right, let's see if we can get another question in.
Seth, calling from Louisiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Seth, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The Bible question.
Okay, here's the Bible question from the Old Testament, Seth. Which man of God confronted King David regarding his sin involving Bathsheba and Uriah?
Nathan.
Yes.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Well done.
What a famous
you are the man.
Showdown. Took that bony finger and put it on King David's chest after telling a story, which kind of like that Mary Poppins thing, a little bit of like sugar helps the medicine go down, something about wrapping up truth in a story.
Yeah.
Jesus did it, a lot of the Old Testament prophets. But after he confronted him in 2 Samuel 12, I believe, he said, "You are that man."
Man.
Wow.
Man. You talk about a scary moment.
Right.
For David.
Hey, Seth, did you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. There was a man that lived in Delaware during the Revolution, and they called him to vote on the Declaration. He arrived on July 1st, 1776, arriving in nothing but what?
Nothing but what? Arriving, so how he was dressed?
Exactly.
All right, he was
very minimal.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Seth, so don't say yes or no.
Here's the deal. I don't tell too many people that I'm a history aficionado. Number one, I don't like using aficionado because most of my redneck friends don't even know what I'm saying. They think I'm using profanity. But, Seth, that man arrived wearing nothing but a Speedo.
Man.
Now, that was it was shock, the original shock and awe. And you don't see it much in the history books because they just leave those kind of things out because it was just too vulgar and insulting to all the women and children that were participating.
It wasn't just the women and children.
No, it wasn't.
All right, so, you know, a lot of times back then the guys wore like a bedrobe. And so if they came and got him and they grabbed him at night, brought him into, you know, and he went directly there, I'm going to say
You're
his
bedroom.
You're
going to say he had on his pajamas. Like when we were kids, that they had the feet in the pajamas.
That's right.
Well, this and then they would kind of wear like what we would call a nightgown.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's so, what, yeah.
I like that.
Let's, yeah,
that's what we're going to go with, Seth. We're going to go with
good
his
deduction.
Pajamas, nightgown, sleeping gear.
No, sir. Actually, his name was Caesar Rodney, and he arrived wearing nothing but his boots and spurs.
Nothing but his boots and spurs.
Wow, so he
you mean he
missed out on the
naked?
Speedo.
Wow.
All right, Seth. Thanks, young man. Have a great weekend. Hey, Ed, as we go to break, could we ask JJ where he's going to visit soon?
Absolutely not, Jim.
Okay.
Yes, we can. Absolutely, let's do it.
Actually, thank you for asking. This coming Sunday, I'll be speaking Sunday morning service, Trinity Assembly of God in Red Bay, Alabama.
All right, good. How about
and part of
more
the focus,
information?
Part of the focus is on pastor appreciation, so I'm excited.
Good deal. And so, if you'd like to, I'm sorry.
No,
Ed,
no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you'd like to bring JJ to your town, visit jjjasper.com.
Right. And then they can find out where you're going to be coming up so they can maybe make plans to.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll reset our questions and continue on with more of Trivia Friday.
Oh, on the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, one of the days that we're in Israel on our March tour, we will be going to Bethlehem. And when we go to Bethlehem, we'll be visiting what's called the Church of the Nativity. And the Church of the Nativity is over the place where Jesus Christ was born. And so we're going to be seeing that very place and experiencing the place where Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. And then later, we'll be seeing the shepherd's fields later that same day. So it's going to be a wonderful time. That's just one day in our trip to Israel. For more information on this March 12th through the 20th trip to the Holy Land, go to our website, twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
The headline on Drudge Report was mighty hard to miss. All caps, bright red letters, Fox shock, 51% want Trump removed. My email was filled with concern notes from our listeners. Is it true? The latest Fox News poll shows that just over half of registered voters want the president impeached and removed from office. Only 40% oppose impeachment. But let not your heart be troubled, America. I'm going to say this quite a bit over the next year. Don't believe the polling data. It's just not accurate. The fact of the matter is that many Republicans, many conservatives, never even get a call from one of those polling companies. Just remember what happened back in 2016. Not a single pollster got it right. The truth is, deplorables don't poll. We vote. To make sure you receive up-to-the-minute conservative news, subscribe to my free newsletter at toddstarnes.com.
Leave It to Beaver, starring Hugh Beaumont, Barbara Billingsley. Brent Creeley picked that out. We'd forgotten to talk about what song to come back with. We try to pick these old TV shows because it brings back memories, and then young people like Brent have no idea what these shows were, actually. So,
correction, I watched Leave It to Beaver.
Did you really?
I did.
Growing up?
Yeah. On Nickelodeon or something.
TV Land. TV Land, I have some appreciation for the fact that they have a lot of those old programs, but I thought that I was done with Mr. Ed and all the comments about Mr. Ed after that show went off the air until TV Land brought it back for a whole new generation. So, not my favorite anymore.
Wow, Beav, that's swell.
Gee, Wally. You really like girls?
We've lost some words like nifty and swell somewhere along the way.
All right, guys, let's redo our questions, reset them, and then we'll go back to the phones. Folks, you are listening to Trivia Friday. The number to call is 888-589-8840. If you want to get on this here show, 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, J.J. Jasper, your professors today here on Learning University. All right, Jim.
Learning University. What were the surnames of quality car manufacturing duo Henry and Charles Stewart? Basically, what were their last names? All right. of those car manufacturers, and you'll know it. You really do. What's the model name and number of the spacecraft's computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey? And then I'm going to add one. How many of Pharaoh's armies were destroyed in the sea? How many of Pharaoh's armies was destroyed in the sea? There's my Bible question.
Good question. All right, here's what I've got. It's football season, so in what Tennessee city was the SEC formed in 1933? That's the Southeastern Conference. In what Tennessee city was the SEC formed in 1933? In the 1951 sci-fi movie, The Thing from Another World, what soon-to-be TV Western star played the monster? And I'll go ahead and add a question. What does the acronym ZIP stand for in zip code? What does the acronym ZIP stand for in zip code?
Originally, it was zippity-doo-dah, but that was throwing people off because the envelopes weren't as big back in the day, so they just shortened it to zip, and people are going to appreciate the real meaning of ZIP without the doo-dah.
Without the doo-dah. Oh my goodness. Always glad to do away with the doo-dah. Whenever you can.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Albert Einstein failed his very first college entrance exam. Is that true or false? Second question, a new one. A bronze statue of whom stands at the foot of the steps to the Philadelphia Art Museum? There is a bronze statue right there at the bottom of the steps to the Philadelphia Art Museum. Who is it? Third question, another new one. Who is credited for inventing the saxophone? Who is credited for inventing the saxophone?
Would you repeat that previous question?
A bronze statue of whom stands at the foot of the steps to the Philadelphia Art Museum?
Interesting.
It's in Philadelphia, and there are these steep, steep steps, right. and at the bottom there's a bronze statue that you know who it is.
That's what I, okay.
I know what it
I'm
is.
I'm with you. All right.
I've got a picture of me.
Right there?
A picture of you?
Just of me.
Just
oh,
of
not
you.
With
not
the statue.
Statue.
Not
no.
with the statue.
Everybody that goes to Philadelphia, and they run up those steps for a reason, but I'm not going to give too many
right.
hints.
Right, right,
right. No, I get you. Eileen calling from South Dakota. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, I gotta ask Eileen. It's South Dakota. So what's the weather like in South Dakota here on October 11th?
We're in the middle of a blizzard.
That's
wow.
what we heard.
That's what I was thinking.
Snowing in Denver, 3 below, and that whole swath across there, you guys are getting hammered with possibly 2 feet of snow. Is that right, Eileen, before it's all over
yeah,
with?
Yeah. We have probably about 7 inches now.
Oh, my goodness. And so with the... the weather outside, certainly not delightful. Snow on the ground, 7 inches in the middle of a blizzard. I am impressed that you decided to call and get on Trivia Friday. And you know what, Eileen? I'm just going to tell you, just going to make an executive decision here. We're going to send you a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Awesome, because it's beginning awesome. To look a lot like Christmas.
Well, we just want to warm her heart.
That's right. So make sure when we're done with you on the radio, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold because that kind of dedication to learning university has got to be rewarded.
I'm for it.
All right.
Eileen, did you want to ask, awesome. Answer, or both?
Could I do both?
Yes, ma'am. Which one did you want to answer?
Hey, the zip code.
All right, here's the question. What does the acronym ZIP stand for in zip code?
Zone Improvement Plan.
Zone Improvement Plan.
Wonderful.
Well done. Good.
Hey,
good work.
Extra credit if you know about the doodah. Added to that, I mean.
Clueless on that one.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, what are the three smallest bones in the human body?
All right, guys, they may all three be in the ear.
All right, Eileen, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or
no. But you got this little hammer and anvil combination thing going on inside of your ear, and I know that's going to be one of the bones, and it may be all three. right there in your in your inner ear.
That sounds about right.
But I forget the technical names.
There you go.
We'll go with the ear. Hammer, anvil.
Yeah, some of that.
And a player to be named later.
All that happening.
The player to be named.
Yeah.
All right, are we
in the ballpark, Eileen?
Yeah, you are with the non-technical names, yep.
Okay, what are the technical names? Or help us out. What's the answer?
The malleus, incus, and stapes.
Isn't it kind of like an anvil and a whatever? Don't they sort of allude to that?
Hammer, anvil, and stirrup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Stirrup.
Man. Hammer, anvil, and stirrup. Yeah. That's a law firm I use. And I haven't lost a case with those guys.
So, all right.
Thanks, Eileen.
We're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we will send a Trivia Friday T-shirt out to you. Unfortunately, you probably won't be able to get it until spring when the snow melts, but it'll be sitting in your post office box when you're ready. Oh,
hang in there.
We should have asked that
Stay
as a follow-up.
Warm.
Does your snow stop your mail person, mail carrier?
Hey, guys, we got a special treat. We always welcome visitors on the campus of American Family Association, American Family Radio.
But in this case, we're going to make an exception and not welcome them.
No. A singing group stopped by, the Sal family, and their bluegrass gospel, bluegrass Christian type, mandolin, banjo, the upright, the fiddle. I mean, they're amazing. They crisscross the country doing concerts. And they're actually outside the glass. They're our studio audience while we're having Learning University.
Well, and they all seem to have the team T-shirt on. I'm not sure what. Oh, okay, some of them got it under
speak
their
love.
Flannel shirts. This is
hey,
Mississippi.
This is Mississippi,
talented,
brother.
Very, very talented.
Okay, yeah. Not South Dakota.
And maybe after the break, I think one of them. I think John Mark. Does he have a birthday? Okay, we're going to get this after the break. We're going to get a little bit more information.
But if you need a good singing group to come to
Absolutely.
Your area, these guys are crazy
and
talented.
It's a ministry. They go over to Eastern Europe, and so check them out. TheFamilySowell.com, I think, is the website. So
FamilySowell.com.
Well done, Ed.
S-O-W-E-L-L, I'm guessing.
Yes. All right, let's continue on.
Talk to Paul calling from Pennsylvania. Paul, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
Well, I may have missed it. I wasn't getting the whole program. Oklahoma for Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yes, sir. That question was answered.
Okay. Well, then I have a two-part question for you.
Okay, sir.
How many verses are in the national anthem, and in the years following World War I and World War II, before Broadway plays and before symphonies played, who sang the anthem?
Okay, Paul.
Well, that's some tough trivia, Paul.
Hang on a second. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. How many verses?
Three?
No, there's a bunch. I mean,
I'm thinking five. There's you said, or seven. Yeah, I think it's
the national anthem actually has. It's not verses. It's what do you call it?
Stanzas.
When you sing, I guess first, second, and third. I don't know.
This is not completely related. But you may be a Baptist if you've never sung the third verse
That's
of any
true.
Hymn in your life. You may be a Baptist if you think you're supposed to take a covered dish to heaven with you when you die. And I don't know anything patriotic to tie in with this song with how many verses.
If you say, I am absolutely not a musical person. If you sing the entire national anthem, what we usually sing, what do you call that? Is that a verse?
That's the first verse.
That's the first verse. I think there's like four or five.
Well, let's just say,
those.
What was the second part of the question?
Is who used to sing it?
Yeah,
before.
I think you can tell we don't know.
Bob used to sing
Paul.
It.
Bob used to sing it. All right, I think you're gonna have to help us out, Paul. We're kind of struggling here.
Yeah,
like
we're
JJ
just
said.
Okay, there are four verses. It's the poem called "The Defense of Fort McHenry," written by Francis Scott Key. While he was on board the ship during the battle.
Right. Yes.
And the audience stood and sang all three verses. And if you think back to those times, what was the level of patriotism and what is today when we neglect to even teach our kids one verse in school?
That's good, Paul. Right. Thank you for that reminder. Hey, listen, the Lord bless you and you have a great weekend.
Right. Yeah, there's actually some pretty spiritual things in some of the verses.
Yes, so. I think that flag, I think I've seen that actual flag that he was looking at. I think it's in the Smithsonian.
It is.
And
nice.
And then, you know, those bombs bursting in air, he was writing those things down as he was seeing it.
I know.
So, wow, how moving, how patriotic, and look how long it's lasted.
All right, let's continue.
Craig calling from Texas. Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning. Morning, guys.
Good morning to you, Craig.
I was, did the King David question, oh, crap, what did I say that one? Was that one already answered?
King David one's already been answered, Craig. So do you want to ask, answer, and do both?
I guess answer. I'll try to answer one of the other ones.
Okay. Which one you want to answer?
I wasn't going to hang up this time. I've called in on a few other occasions, but they were answered before. So I said I'm gonna stay on and just get lucky, maybe.
There you go. Which one you want to answer?
The one about the pharaohs.
Okay. How many of Pharaoh's armies was?
And his soldiers?
Yeah. How many of Pharaoh's army was destroyed in the sea?
I believe all of them.
All of them is the correct answer.
Wow! Nice.
Well done.
That's good, Craig. What's your question for us?
Can I say hello to all the Facebook followers? We're always on there. There's a handful of us on there, always joking around and just enjoying the show. We wait all week for this show. And I just want to say hello to Bob and Kratos and Linda and Eddie and all you guys. So this is Wes.
Okay, we're not going to let you say hello to all of them.
Right? Yeah, no, can't do that. Wait, now did you say this is Wes?
Well, I go by my middle name, Wes.
Okay,
and that's what I have on my Facebook.
Good.
No, hey, no. Listen, there is on today's issues. There's a. I'm surprised y'all don't start having reunions and get together because they all greet each other by name,
right.
And it's quite a lot like
good
a community
camaraderie.
There. Yeah.
Good. Yep. Hey, yeah, that's good. Shout out, Craig. What's your question for us?
I just wanted to say, if I could say hello to them.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
So he answered his question correctly. He got the shout out. Wes,
yep.
Your work here is done.
Yep. Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right. Let's go ahead and reset our questions again before we come up to the top of the hour.
Okay. Here we go. What's the model name and number of the spacecraft's computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey? Do you ever just have your brain stop, just bloop?
I'm sorry. What
right.
What did you say? Yes, I have. I have had that happen many times.
What were the last names of quality car makers duo Henry and Charles Stewart? What was their last names? And then in 1 Corinthians 13:7, what four things does love do? There you go.
Good.
All right. Here are my questions. It's football season, as I mentioned. In what Tennessee city was the SEC formed in 1933? That's the Southeastern Conference. It's not my favorite conference, I can tell you that.
But it has heretofore gone unanswered.
It has heretofore gone unanswered. In what Tennessee city was the SEC formed in 1933? In the 1951 sci-fi movie The Thing from Another World, what soon-to-be TV Western star played the monster? And I will add a third question. A group of what type of fish is called a shiver? A group of what type of fish is called a shiver, or as I would say when growing up in New England, a shiver?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Albert Einstein failed his very first college entrance exam. Is that true or false? You got a 50-50 shot on that. Second question, there's a bronze statue that stands at the foot of the steps to the Philadelphia Art Museum. Who is it a statue of? Third question, who is credited for inventing the saxophone? Who invented the saxophone?
All right. Nice. Let's go back to the phones.
And we're going to talk to Miss Ruth calling from Mississippi. Ruth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, brother, professors, my family brothers. How y'all today?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Actually, I was going to tell y'all need to have that that group in there serenading in the background.
That would be nice.
Singing,
you're not kidding.
Singing in the background.
They're
well,
so talented.
Some of them are in there stuffing their faces with free food, so I'm not sure they could pull that off. But we'll see what we can do, Ruth. Sure. They are a good group. So
I'm going to answer Brother Jim's question about the car maker.
Okay. What were the last names of the quality car manufacturing duo here in Henry and Charles Stewart?
What was their last name? Ford?
No, ma'am. That's a good guess.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask y'all, and y'all will probably know this, but what scripture in God's Holy Bible does God tell us that we're supposed to talk about him basically all the day long in our rising up and our sitting down?
So what's the verse that has that in it?
Well, what's the Bible chapter, or what's the Bible book and chapter,
maybe you tell
where
them.
God says that we're to talk about him in our rising up and our sitting down, rising up, and teach our children diligently?
She may be talking about in Joshua, where it says, when you walk along the way, when you rise up, when to share about the Lord to your children. I think that's what she's talking about.
Ruth, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Isn't that in Joshua?
There's also one in Deuteronomy.
I mean, Deuteronomy. I think that's what I'm...
Deuteronomy,
is it 8?
6 or 8 or somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Hey, you got another guess?
No, because I was thinking of the... Where you're supposed to put it on their, as frontlets
on the doorpost I think
the family Sowells all hands up.
Six. Just one of you shouted out.
Deuteronomy 6.
We're using a lifeline, Miss Ruth.
ding ding ding.
We got
good.
It. Hey, teamwork,
good. Professors.
You guys, you guys can eat more food. Go get more food.
Thanks, Ruth. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, that was good. That was good teamwork.
It was.
It was either that or they were going to storm the door, to come in and just beat us over the head. So, all right, talk to Robin now from Kentucky, JJ's homeland. Robin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Go Big Blue, Robin.
There you go.
Hey, do you want to
blue and gray?
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I'm just going to answer.
Which one you feel confident about?
The one about the statue in...
Yes, ma'am. Columbia. Here's the question. A bronze statue of whom stands at the foot of the steps to the Philadelphia Art Museum?
Rocky
Balboa.
And I do have a picture of me standing by him. Well, by the statue.
Okay. Well, right.
I got Rocky 5. With his son up there, so.
Really?
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everybody that's seen Rocky and they remember him in his gray sweatshirt, the hoodie, running up and down those steps.
Yeah.
So people that go there, they want to run up those actual steps. And I guess it was so popular, they wound up putting a bronze statue of Rocky Balboa.
You know, I tried running. I got two of them.
And I lived in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I kind of got a lot of confidence in that one.
You know, Rocky got stuck in all those. He got typecast in all of those Rocky movies: 1, 2, 3, 4, Return of Rocky, Rocky Strikes Back, The Son of Rocky, whatever.
Godzilla.
Yes,
Rocky,
yes. Yeah. If he had just changed one word, he could have done sci-fi movie if he had changed one word.
Yeah.
Picture this, Robin. He could have been standing out in the field looking up and going,
Alien! Alien!
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, now he's coming back with Rambo.
Yes, he's got another
really
Rambo.
Yeah, I really feel like a dog, you know, because Adrian could not hear the aliens now here. Yo!
Robin, thanks so much for your call today. Have a great weekend. All right, Orban, shall we go on?
Yes, let's all do right. it.
Let's talk to Orban calling from Texas. Orban, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Even all right, sir. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Doing great.
That's our auctioneer friend who rides horseback and plays a harmonica.
Yes,
Orban,
sir.
You ever seen that that statue of Rocky Balboa?
No, but I want to now. Have y'all got my wet paper tie with it?
There you go. Hey, you're breaking up just a little bit, but do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just wanted to do one. Is there a question about October?
Oh, you're talking about we did. Mr. October?
Yeah, I had one, and it's already been taken.
Okay, I'd like to do the Einstein one.
Okay, and here's the question. True or false? Albert Einstein failed his very first college entrance exam. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go with false.
Orban, it is 100% true.
Wow. He failed his first college entrance exam?
He failed his very first college entrance exam.
They wanted to know the definition of gravity.
And so. Some people aren't good test takers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did you know that, Orban? Did you look it up or what?
No, he got it wrong.
Oh, he got it wrong. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I got it wrong. That surprises me.
Yeah, I think it was Albert Einstein that they sent him home and said that he was unable to learn and that he was an idiot.
You keep bringing that up. I told you that just happened 1 year to me. Just 1 year. And
no,
you keep bringing it up,
no,
pretending
about,
it's Albert Einstein.
It seems like it was Einstein or one of the other geniuses that they said, hey, he just can't learn.
Guys.
And you know, so, hey, Orban, do you have a question for us?
No, I'm going to give somebody else more time today, so I have the trails to you guys.
You too, buddy.
All right. God bless, brother. Thanks for calling.
All right, let's try to get one more in here before
one more it is. Larry, calling from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Hey, Larry.
Hello. Yes,
turn
sir.
Your radio down and you can talk to us directly, okay?
I just turned it down.
Did you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try to do both.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
In the movie The Thing.
Okay,
sure
good. Let me.
That was Marshall Dillon.
All right, let me repeat the question, Larry.
Too late.
In the 1951 sci-fi movie The Thing from Another World, what soon to be TV Western star played the monster?
James Arness.
That is correct.
Wow.
James Arness.
Nice.
It's one of my favorite movies. I still watch it about once a year. And James Arness played the Thing from Another World.
And he was a great Western actor.
I think he got the part because he was so tall.
He was tall. I think he was 6'5", 6'6", something like that.
Really?
I wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah. Plus, they sent him home from school and said that this guy's an idiot, and he was never able to get into college and stuff.
The only person that was able to dunk on him was James Comey.
Oh, we've had the rifleman.
Yeah, he was a serious athlete.
He was
basketball
a
player, baseball player. I think
Jeff
professional
Connors.
Water skier.
Jeff,
hey, Larry, did you
Chuck
have a
Connors.
Question for us?
A quick one.
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, can I put you on hold and we'll take it after the break?
That sounds like a winner.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, folks, we're going to take a 5-minute break for news. You're listening to Trivia Friday on the American Family Radio Network. When we come back, we will was it Gary we've got waiting? Who we got waiting?
Larry.
We'll go back to Larry. We will reset our questions and we will finish up the last 25 minutes of class. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Ed Battagliano, Jim Stanley, J.J. Jasper, your professors. 888-589-8840, the number to call if you want to be on this show. Take a short break and be right back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.